Okay, guten Erev Shabbos. Before I tell you my 2-minute Dvar Torah for the week, I just want to ask you to help me. We're doing our annual campaign. We only ask for money once a year, and it's coming right up. Soulwords.org/live is the campaign page. Campaign launches next week, but the pre-donate button works. You can give money already, and it will definitely help us. It's all being matched. Please go now and donate and share the link, soulwords.org/live. Share the link wherever you can. Okay, Parshas Yisrael is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments, very interesting. If you look at, I mean, I know there are Ten Commandments, but if you count the letters in Hebrew, there are 620 letters. What's up with 620 letters? I know 613. What's 620? Well, 613 is the biblical commandment. 613 plus 7, you get 620. 7 are the rabbinic commandments. Commandments where you make a bracha, shekedishanu b'mitzvahis v'tzivanu, but it's not found in the Torah. It's the rabbinic commandments. Okay, so what's up with the 620 letters representing the 613 biblical and the 7 rabbinical mitzvahs? Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. The rabbinical mitzvahs basically, they're not made up. They're how the rabbis were able to take hints. You know, when somebody is your friend, they know how to read your hints, things that you didn't say explicitly, but they know you well enough and they can pick up on it. Okay, that's what a friend is. So the 613 commandments, those aren't hints. Those are said explicitly. Do this, don't do that. But the 7 rabbinical commandments are where the chachamim, our sages, were friends with Hashem. Don't get taken aback. They say friends. The Chachamim are called Reyim Lamokim. They're called Hashem's friends. And when you're a friend, you can pick up on the hints that are not stated explicitly. And that's what the 7 rabbinical commandments are. They're hints. And so if you look, the last 7 letters, remember we said 620 letters and 10 commandments. 613 represent the biblical commandments. The last 7 letters represent the rabbinical commandments. What are the last 7 letters of the 620 letters of the 10 commandments? The last 7 letters spell the 2 words, asher lereyacho, that belong to your friend. The last 7 letters, which represent the 7 rabbinical mitzvahs that the Rabbanim picked up on because they're Hashem's friends, correspond to the words that belong to your friend. Isn't that beautiful? We're not just following orders, that too. Of course we follow orders, but also we're having the sensitivity to Hashem that a good friend has.